Praise the name of Jesus. So a lot of things to say, a lot of things to do, but I just, we had a privileged time. What were those little things that she made us to eat? What are they called?
Chipperani.
What?
Chipperani.
Chipperani?
Chipperani.
Chipperani. Chipperani. Yeah, no, I don't.
No, I don't.
What do you say? Slava Bogu? How did I do? And what does that mean?
Praise God.
And so I you know, I've been to Russia, I've been to Ukraine, but I want you to know something. We went down and had lunch with these two awesome friends, Dan and Lena Melson, and the other day. And boy, they showed us what was going on and what was happening with Lena's family there. And so why don't you guys come on up here and tell us what's going on. Dan, you can do it. Come on. Come on down. My friend.
Hello, everybody. I'm not very good speak English, but I won't tell you that in Ukraine now, very terrible, and Russian killing my people and my country. My city almost destroyed. I'm from Kharkov. And this terrible that they did. And now my daughter-in-law and my grandson and other friend, three people, five people coming to us. And if you can, please help us. Because
the trek has only begun.
Yeah.
But God has been protecting. She's very upset, obviously. I am too. I have days that I'm angry. I have days with meltdown. The things that we have seen from our balcony at our flat are just shy of horrific. And, you know, you'd like to blame it on politics or something like that, but this is nothing shy of Satanism. I'm sorry, that's what this is. And Ed talks about people waking up, and I've been one of those as well. It's time to wake up. It's time to do what we're called to do. It's time that we stand up and announce to the world we're Christians. It's time for us to stand up and be a witness to people. And in the Ukraine, hold on a second. That's what we've been trying to do for years. And the people over there in the Ukraine are the most wonderful, beautiful souls you'll ever meet. They will do anything for you. They will give you everything they have in their cabinet to feed you one time. And the next day, you know, they probably don't have food. So this is a horrific thing that's going on. You know that. I don't have to explain that to you, but the images and the things that have happened around our flat and to the people in the streets, it's terrible. It's terrible. It's satanic. By God's send, our place is okay, but the people in the building were running across that side to our side and hiding in our bathroom because of all the missiles. And we're not talking one or two. We're talking thousands. So, I mean, they're afraid. You have about at least 1 million women and children that have fled the country. Thank goodness for Poland. But, you know, now we have another problem economically for Poland. Where do these people stay? Where do they eat? How do they get anywhere? So that's our next step. But we have, like my wife said, five people that we've gotten, I believe, to the border last night. Yeah, it's been a hard road. It's not been easy, but we got them there. The first day was the most worrisome because, you know, you have tens of thousands of people in the train station. And what if there was an attack? They've already taken out the airports. So that was a big concern. It took 23 hours that day to get them from Kharkiv to the western side of the country. And I don't know how many miles that is. I'm guessing 300. How many? More? How? Do you think 500? Okay. You know, it's kind of immaterial. The trains really couldn't move very fast. They have so many people on them. So, you know, everything was just slow. But the night we got them out of there, boy, that was a relief. That was a relief to know that they're at least safe. You know, we've got a 4-year-old and a 10-year-old, and they're terrified. They are. So anyway, you pray for these people. And we're going to get as many as we can to get over here. And my wife already asked you to help them, and I'm saying the same thing. They're going to need clothing and food and shelter and, you know, the list. Who knows? Who knows? But the first part of this is underway. Now we need to figure out how to get them on an airplane. Two of our people have passports, or not passports, but visas. Three of them do not. So we got to figure out how to do that. And it's possible that sanctions have been lifted for visas in lieu of this problem. So you pray for God to give ease and direction, help, okay? So we're gonna keep believing. And I wanna tell you right now, thank you. Thank all of you.
Well, we want you guys to know that at the end of our service, Dan, we're going to do our communion time. We're going to have communion at the end of our service, and we're going to pray over you two and your whole family, and it's going to be just a time for that, okay? We'll do other prayer, too, for other people, but we're going to pray for that. And I told you that I would do this, and I will do this when the rest of the people come as well. But we're going to have a special offering this morning. Okay. And I want to do a special offering for your family. And will you just go ahead and make your checks out to Mountain High? You spell million, M-I-L-L-I-O-N. We are going to bless you. And we're not going to stop. And we're going to help you when those people come here. We will do what we can to help you. Okay? Amen? What we'll do is we'll sell Sam's excursion. And we'll get the money for it. Right, Sam?
No.
I always try to get his cars, you know. I don't know why, but, you know. No, he didn't even care, did he? No, it was just Bing, you know. At least the guy would pray, you know. But no. But guys, I just want this to be something that we help with because we have a big heart for the Ukraine. We've been there. Mona and I have been there. And what you said about the lovely people there, Mona fell in love with the babushkas. Babushka. You're a babushka? Babushka. I don't say anything right. I say, si bueno, como está frijoli. That means, how you been? No, sorry. But Some of you got that. Some of you got it. Did you get it? Hey, come on, Eloise liked that one. Come on now, that was good. Thanks for the laughter, Eloise. Robin's going, what does that mean? No, I'm kidding. But
Robin said not to encourage you.
But we're having fun. So, but when we went there and saw the love of those people, and you're talking about when you said this, it brought something to my mind, Dan, when you said that they will feed you a feast and they won't have any food for tomorrow. We ate with some people. We stayed in their house and they served us a beautiful, beautiful breakfast. We stayed with the pastor in Ukraine and we were ministering there. We saw blind eyes open there. We saw many miracles happen there. We saw people that were drunk for 10 years immediately turn sober and normal. I mean, it was awesome. And we saw, and the love they have for us, they insisted that we sleep in their bed. We were prepared to sleep on the floor with a blanket and a pillow. We're good, you know, we're missionaries. We can do these things. But no, they would not have it. I mean, they would have beat me up, I think. I really do. They want to take care of us. And they served us a breakfast. And when we found out what that cost, it probably cost for the whole thing like $10. The rich people there at that time, that was in 2000, what, I don't know. It was in 1996. The teachers there made $5 a week. A week. And they spent $10 on our meal. And that's the way they are. They give. And they are givers. And they're awesome, awesome people. But I'll never forget the Ukrainian people because they're full of love. And we saw love there. And we saw awesome, awesome friends. And we have connections there that were so powerful. And the life that's in them. And I'm believing that Ukraine will be restored.
Amen.
Amen. Amen? Let's believe together for that. And we're going to get your family out of there, and then this thing will come back. Yes?
Can I add one thing?
Please.
I forgot to mention our son. He's trapped. Cannot leave. He has to stand in by
old man,
18 to 60 years old. So that's a very desperate thing. And a few days ago he says, you know, they're trying to give me a gun. I've never held a gun in my life. I don't know what to do with it. So pray for Zamy.
We will, for sure. For sure, buddy.
And, you know, trying to get support over there has been shy and difficult. I mean, for one, the banking systems have been down. MoneyGram's, Western Union, down. And one of the young ladies that are coming to us has been a godsend. For whatever reason, she had an app on her telephone that we could connect money to. And so her name is Krista. Never met her, but I plan to, you know. So she's been a godsend. And she's helping take care of everybody financially.
Yeah.
That's our channel. And so it's working. It's working.
We're going to get them. We're going to get them out of there, and
should
we will.
Give everybody's names?
We will give, we will have victory. Do what, bud?
Yeah. We had Nadia.
Yeah.
Her daughter. Her daughter. Daniel, her grandson. We have Krista, that I don't know. We have Anna. And Anna's 4-year-old daughter, I think she's 4 now. Melania. So, and Zandy, don't forget Zandy. That's a big issue right there. Thank you.
Oh, man. Hey, so as we're going to just go ahead and receive another offering right now. And if you want, have you already started writing your checks? Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. And just give from your heart. Amen. And we're just going to make a difference. We're going to make a difference. Amen. And there's not You know, there are a lot of people stayed home for a little snow day today, and that's okay, but they'll be back next week, and we'll do it again. Amen?
Amen.
And so we'll just keep on keeping on. And we're just thanking God for our friends in the Ukraine. But the Ukrainian people are amazing. Amen? They are amazing people. And we're just going to bless them. Praise the name of Jesus. I'm so excited about what God's doing, guys. And I hope that you understand the power of a dollar over there. I mean, our money will go a little farther over there, right? I mean, it's a little more powerful than what they're dealing with. Are they dealing with rubles there? Or?
Actually, they use hryvnia, but they prefer U.S. dollars.
Yes, okay. Good, good, good. But we're going to help them, amen? And let me know, Sam, when you come back, what that offering is, and I'll thank God for it with you. Praise the name of Jesus. Well, I just am very, very excited to know that the devil is defeated.
Amen.
But he's trying hard. And we have to break that lie. We have to break it. We, the church, have got to come against the demonic realm and break it every day, every time you pray. Speak to it. Command it broken. The blood of Jesus in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh by the power of the blood, the cross, and the resurrection, we cast down this demonic lie of Marxism, this demonic lie of communism, this demonic lie of socialism. We cast those isms down now in Jesus' name. We cast them down. Devil, you lost already, and you cannot have these people. We speak boldly that Dan and Lena's family will be safe. We speak boldly that they will be where you want them, Lord, not where anybody else wants them. And devil, you have no authority over them, because the authority of Jesus Christ is in us, the body. And we command you away from that family in Jesus' name. And we thank you for this offering. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless you all. What a deal. I've just been thinking on some things today or this week, and I'm thinking on them still. Amen. How many of you know that's what the Bible tells us, to think on these things? We need to think on something. Amen. Might as well be thinking on something good. Right? We got to think on something good. When it hits, you know, I don't know, but if it's appropriate, it's probably not, but you know me. My dad used to always say, when the fit hits the shan, we have to rise up. When you cannot lay down, you can't stop. You know, when it hits you, you've got to rise up. And we got to come against depression. We got to come against sadness. We've got to rise up for such a time as this. The strength that we have is in the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And so I just want to encourage you guys to just rise above it. They're coming out. They're going to make it. Us, and you got to know this, Dan and Lena, you've got to know that us feeling bad doesn't make it better.
No.
It doesn't. I'll never forget this, and I'm just tapping into this right now in the Holy Ghost. When our dog, we ran over our dog. Remember I told you about that, and I ran over our big dog. Not we, I did it. And I ran over that dog, and I felt like a murderer. I mean, and she didn't die. She's still alive right now. And she's doing great. But when I did that, it was just terrible. It was devastating. And things were happening, and she wasn't acting right, and all these things. And a good friend of ours came over to look at her, and he's He's some kind of a dog guy or something. And I don't understand all that. You want to talk about dogs? Talk to Rob and Joe. They're dog people. But I don't. We're just pet people. They're dog people. We're pet people. But anyway, they're our pets. And he spoke this word, and he said, if you don't quit feeling sorry for that dog, it won't get well. And I mean, it was a God word. Yep. And it wasn't just about the dog. It was for me. You know, we start feeling sorry for people. We start feeling sorry. Sorrow. Jesus became our sorrow. Right. We don't have to be sorrowful, man. And I'll tell you what, we started treating her like our pet again. Instead of feeling sorry for her. And I'm telling you what, that dog started to heal up fast. It was awesome. It was a word from God. We all need a word like that. We got to come up. We got to rise up. We got to quit feeling sorry for the Ukrainians, because we're feeling sorry for them is not going to help them. We're just going to help them. Amen? We're going to rise up and believe God. Amen? And I'm not saying there isn't going to be some emotions about this, and I'm not any kind of rebuking you, but I know that it's time to rise up. And we cannot feel sorry for them. We've got to help them. Amen? Amen? And that's what helped my dog the most. Isn't that cool? That's so cool. And you know what? It's that way with people. Amen? You know, the church is messed up in that really bad, because the church feels sorry for people. And that's too bad, isn't it? Because Jesus became our sorrow. That sorrow is taken away. Us feeling sorry does not help them. It doesn't help anybody. And, you know, some people just think I'm hard and calloused. Some people think I'm way too tough. When, you know, when you come to my office and we talk about these things in a counseling situation, I'm going to tell you the truth, and I'm not going to feel sorry for you, and I'm not going to let you be dependent on me. There's no such thing as codependent with me. I won't let you do that. That won't happen. And we don't feel sorry for people. We love people. Amen? So we got to love people enough not to feel sorry for them. Come on. Amen? Come on. Feeling sorry or feeling bad never makes you feel better, ever. It doesn't work. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. Hey, man, that's not part of the message, but it must be now. Hallelujah. Anybody ever read Isaiah 54 and verse 17? And Shannon, I want to call this message, what does it mean? Hello? You know, we hear these words and these scriptures, and they're always interpreted so different. And I don't really have a problem with that. If the Holy Spirit is working that in your life and you see it different than I see it, praise God. Get after it. If it's working, go for it. Amen? And I'm never going to shout you down for that. But I hear this quoted all the time. And Mona and I were doing our devotions the other morning. We have a little time early, and we just sit down and we just drink a cup of coffee, and we do a little devotional time. And This came up, and it's Isaiah 54:17, Shannon, and it says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn." Amen. How many of you just think that's an awesome verse? I do, and I use it. Amen. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Is that awesome? A great, great, great word. But you know, sometimes we use that like nothing's going to happen. Some people say, well, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. It says that weapon is formed against you will not prosper. It doesn't say that it won't be formed against you. Hello? There's going to be stuff The weapon formed, it doesn't say the weapon's not going to be formed against you. It says it won't prosper. That, now, that's a big deal. I mean, this came out in our little devotional, and I'm going, wow, that just hit me. And I said, we got to help people with that because we use it like we're saying nothing's going to happen. And stuff doesn't happen to people. And stuff doesn't happen to good people. And, you know, all these things that happen. It doesn't say that. The weapon's going to be formed against you. And you know what God told me when I was meditating on this and praying through? He said, you know, you form a lot of weapons against yourself.
Yeah.
Whoa. I said, what are you talking about? Well, it's all of our unbelief. It's all of our doubt. It's all of our stinking thinking. How about this one? It's our sorrow. Because we're feeling sorry for people instead of helping them. Come on. Are you with me? I'm just telling you this. And I did not forget about the video up there. So if you guys are thinking that I did, I didn't. We'll do it at the end, just right before communion, okay? I didn't forget about it, but I didn't. When I wanted to do it, Rick wasn't here yet, and we want to show a little video that Rick was a star of. So, amen. So we'll show that at the end. But I didn't forget about it. So, but they're looking at me like you forgot. I can't believe Josh isn't texting me. But I got it. We'll do it later. You did text me? Oh, you did? I didn't get it. Maybe I got my phone off. No, it's on. Are you going to run the video? Yeah. Hey, man. But anyway, guys, I mean, I want you to know this. And that word form, it means to form, to fold, or to fashion. I mean, telling you what. The devil's trying to fashion something against us right now, and it's called communism. It's called Marxism. It's called socialism. It's the lie, and it is being formed against us. But it will not prosper. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But it doesn't say it's not there. We're watching it happen in Ukraine.
Sure.
We're watching it happen, and let me tell you what, guys and gals, this is not the way to go. You cannot ever, ever think that you could even vote towards anybody that thought that way. Are you telling people how to vote? Yes, I am. I'm telling you to vote against the devil. I'm telling you to vote the word. That's what I'm telling you. Amen. We do not believe in killing people. We do not believe in being controlled by the liars. We do not, but we believe in freedom. Amen. We have to not let that thing prosper. We have to do our part. Amen. Our part. Dee Dee, what's her last name?
Wagner.
Dee Dee Wagner. I should remember that. But she's just been going wild, man. And Rick and Eloise this week helped her get some signatures over at the caucus in Evergreen, all the stuff that's happening. But she's fighting against this lie. We have to help people like her. Are you with me?
Amen.
We got to help her. We got to help these people get elected. We got to have people in there that come against this demonic stuff. Amen?
Amen?
And so, guys, I want you to know something today. There's all kinds of weapons being formed against us. There's all kinds of weapons being formed against us, but they are not going to prosper. But I don't want you thinking as a believer that because you're a believer, there's nothing going to be formed against you. They're fashioning stuff right now to take us out. They want us to go. They want us done. They don't want the church. They want the church dead. Amen? They're trying to kill us. They're trying to everything that they can do. They're taking out Christians everywhere. And there's persecution going on. Anytime you put a man like Tony Rivera in jail, that is directly against God. That is an anti-Christ spirit. And that's what this is, guys. This is the Antichrist spirit. It's happening. Here we are. We form weapons against ourselves, of course, by unbelief. Unbelief is number one. That is sin. That is sin ultimate. If you just read the beginning, they were in unbelief, Adam and Eve. And they didn't believe God. They chose to believe a talking snake rather than believe in God. And that's what happens. What we do is we think we know. Be careful. We think we know a way. And let me tell you what, if that way doesn't line up with the Word of God, if it does not line, we talked about this in Men's Deal, we talk about it on Thursday night, we talk about it here, we talk about it everywhere we go. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, you have no answer.
That's right.
It's demonic. It's not kind of good and kind of bad. It's demonic. If it's not the Word, it's demonic. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that. And somebody told me years ago, if it's not a God idea, it's not even a good idea. And a good idea doesn't mean it's a God idea. And that's absolutely right. But if it's not God, it's nothing. It's the other side. Remember? Come on. We got to go here together. We got to stay here together. It's like when the fog came in yesterday. Were you part of that deal? The sun was out at our house, and it was just beautiful. And I came around the corner on Windy Point and just went right into it, right into it, and during men's breakfast. And I just got right into that fog. And, you know, the fog came in. It came against me. When I got out of my truck out there, that fog, it came against me. That fog was formed against me. And so what did I do? Did I lay down and start crying? Because I wanted the sun out? Did I just get in my truck and run back up around Windy Point so I could be in the sunlight? No, I just walked right through it. I walked right through it. Amen. Amen. There's a little button on the side of that thing, and you just hit it. Yeah. but you just, you guys, we got to walk through it.
Amen.
We got to walk through the valley. We got to stand up and walk through it. And that's how it stops that weapon from prospering.
Amen.
You got to rise up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We got to arise. Our world conference this year, the theme of it is to rise and shine. And I mean, we got to rise up. We can't be sitting down feeling sorry for ourselves or feeling bad. You know, it was so bad with me, I started feeling bad about not feeling bad. What? Come on, you ever been there? It's a nasty deal, but us doing these kind of things, we got to get the spark, guys. Gals, we've got to get the spark, we got to get ignited in the Holy Spirit. Amen? We got to let the Holy Spirit ignite us, and we got to listen to what He says. It has to line up with the Word. Amen? The Holy Spirit speaks to us. He speaks to us and tells me where to go. Now, somebody said this, and I think his name was Ed. I said, if it didn't line up with the Word, then it wasn't from God. Do I get an amen there? Do I get an amen there? But you know what? There's some things that aren't biblical. And we still use them. You ever see a car in the Bible?
No.
What? You ever seen a car in the Bible? No. You never seen it, and I bet you.
Some cars are like donkeys.
Some cars are like donkeys, yeah. That's true, Sam. But you there's a lot of things like that. That we have to realize. There's a lot of things that, like, what do you call it? Those big planers, you know? My father-in-law had this big planer. Yeah, and I don't think Jesus used a planer. But he didn't have one. I don't even think they had electricity there in Nazareth. You know? So how could he run one? There's a lot of things that aren't biblical. He looked it up online how to make it. Yeah, that's what he did. Let me tell you, it's okay to laugh. Amen. We need to laugh. But I just want you to know that you have to listen to the Holy Spirit on these things. There's things that aren't going to be in the Bible. And you got to hear. So there, if it's not in the Bible, how are you going to get there? Are you going to use something that's not in the Bible? Are you going to use a car? Why? Because other people do? And I know this sounds ridiculous. It does. It sounds, it's way out there. But let me tell you what, we got to come to this place where we hear the voice of God. Yes, I drive a car. Yes, I prayed and God got me my cars. My cars are anointed. Amen. They are. There's no certain brand or anything like that. I bought the car God told me to buy. Why did he do it? Because God told me to. God told me to. When God told me the day I took my truck in to have it fixed, and he said, "Why don't you buy that truck?" I said, "Okay." So I took it for a drive, and I liked it. And I got a better deal. Well, actually, I left because he wouldn't give me what I wanted for my truck. The guy said, "No." He said, "I'm only going to give you this much." I said, "Well, then I'm not going to sell because I don't have to sell. I don't have to buy that truck." And I went home. That guy called me the next morning, offered me $10,000 more for my truck. I said, "I'm in. I'll be right down." Amen? It was God. God does stuff like that. And he confirmed it with stuff like, you know, that's what he does. You guys got to hear the voice of God. Nice. You got to hear the voice of God when we help Dan and Lena. We just got an offering for $1,022.00. And they're not very... What? You want me to double it? We got an offering right now for $2,022 and $2,022.
Amen.
Now, Robin, you're not trying to make me start an auction, are you? Let's get that check, Sam. She's got it right there. She wants to give it. Amen. Oh, you don't have, if you don't have it made out, you don't have to do it.
Oh. She was waiting to find out.
Wow. 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 Now that, somebody heard from the Holy Ghost. That was a demonstration, Robin. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. And she probably doesn't even want you to know she's doing that, but I let the cat out of the bag. I'm sorry, but I'm just grateful that you listen to the Lord. Amen. How does God work? How does he do these things? Amen. $2,022 for the Ukrainian family. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. Amen. Because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The weapon's been formed against you.
Amen.
Been formed against Ukraine. Been formed against your family. But they are going to make it. It will not prosper. And your boy and those people that have to stay and fight will be safe. They will be safe because there's double angels, triple angels, quadruple angels around them in Jesus' name. And they're warring angels and they will keep those guys safe in Jesus' name. And that's my prayer for you and your family. Amen? They're going to make it. I believe it. Amen? Yay! Anyway, so the fog came in and we walked through it, right?
Yeah.
Fog came in, we walked through it. Marxism came in, we're walking through it. And it will not prosper. And let me tell you, Marxism isn't just in the Ukraine. It's here. And we have to break it. We have to break it, and it's up to us. We're the only righteous. We're the only ones righteous. There's no one else righteous. There's no one else that can break it except the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And where is that? It's in you. You have it. We have it, and we're going to make it, and we will get through this. Then there's just this other one, and this ties together. It's a little bit different, and I want you to catch this with me. Pray this prayer with me right now. Will you say, Lord Jesus, open my heart to hear your voice about this word from your word in Jesus' name. There's so many people that use these verses, and I got my old King James out for this. I usually preach out of a new King James. I use a Passion a lot. I use a Message a lot. I use the Amplified. But I got my old King James out for this, my old Dakes Bible. Right, Joe? And I really don't need glasses to read it. I need a magnifying glass. Amen. Gosh, I can't believe they make... Look at this. You know, Joe, I saw you reading out of yours yesterday. Yep. But I use this because I like some of the stuff that old, what's his name, Phineas Dake, wrote. And I read some of his stuff sometimes, and he's a mighty man of faith and power, and he believed God. But it says in chapter 5 of Romans, and this is an amazing scripture. And you guys, I just want you to follow on. This is in the King James Version, the KJV, not the New King James. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we could just say that and then dismiss church and go. Because if you got that, you'd get the gospel. You've been justified by faith, not because you did something, but because you believed God, because you were justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now that is good news, amen? We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Wow, that is just perfect. And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation. Also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Now, if you want to have a meditation, friends, take that. We used to teach all the time that you, when you read something, read it 12 times. I think that's not enough. You know, like in a study, like when I'm studying this, I read it way more than 12 times. Because I just have to meditate on it and let it speak to me. This is a very, very, very important verse. Because we have used it, and the church has used this, so don't, you heard this one? Don't pray for patience, because tribulation will come. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Well, probably not, but it's up there in the top 7,000. How many of you heard dumb stuff? You know what I mean? But the church has taught that. I heard that preached from the pulpit. And I used to believe it. I'm no better. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say, you know, I'm cool and they're not. I'm not judging somebody. I'm not saying that. But that is just ignorance gone to seed. It is not the way it is. That is not the deal. It doesn't say anything like that. And let me tell you what. I got into my little Greek interlinear Bible. It's from the Nestle's text, and it's an incredible little tool for studying the Bible. Incredible, incredible tool. And I want you to know what it says in the Greek, okay? It says, and not only, it doesn't flow with the English like we talk, but it says, and not only, but also we boast in affliction, patient, affliction works patience. It doesn't say it causes them. There's some of them that say that it doesn't use the word cause, but some of them, do you have one there? Anybody have a different Bible that says something different in that? Anybody have their Bible open? What does yours say, Rick?
The NASB says, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance.
Okay. Brings it about. Well, okay, I can go there. I could go there. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it brings it about. Amen. You're gonna use it. It works your patience. The Greek says it works your patience. Where's your patience? It's inside of you. You already have patience. Amen. You have patience. You don't have to get tribulation to work your patience. You have it. It's in there. So when tribulation comes, you can use it. Are you with me? But it's not this thing that you don't pray for patience. You need to pray for patience if you're impatient. I tell you what, I think impatience in the body of Christ is one of the biggest problems we have. I think people are so impatient today that it's unbelievable. You get mad at the guy at Wendy's because you had to wait in the line for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
What? You know, they don't have any staff. I go through there and get my iced tea, man. And some days I just turn on my little radio and just praise the Lord. Hey, amen. And I don't yell at the girl. You know what the little girl said to me the other day? And it took 5 minutes. I timed it. It took 5 minutes to get me through the line and get my tea. And when she handed me my tea, she goes, thank you for being patient. Amen. Isn't that awesome? But we got to be patient. Guys, you gotta know that God is a patient God. Look at you. You know, our God's patient. He's patient with me. It's taken me all these years to figure some of these things out. It's taken me 43 years to figure out I haven't figured out Mona. Come on now. Amen? You know what? I have to be patient with my wife. Men? I'm talking to you now.
Amen.
I have to be patient with my wife. You know why? I have to be patient with her because I don't get it. And there's no way that I'm even supposed to get it. It didn't tell me I have to understand her. There's not one scripture that says you have to understand your wife. But there's a whole bunch of them say that you need to love her. Patience, or in love, there's patience. Love is, whoa, come on. So that means God is patient. Love is patient, God is patient. We need to be patient. And I don't know why I'm saying all this today, but he put this on my heart, heavy duty. We need to be patient now like never before. But here, you don't have to be patient with the devil. You don't have to do anything with that sucker except squish him. Down now in Jesus' name. Put your foot on his throat. Stomp his head into the ground like Jesus stomped the serpent in the movie.
Right.
Done. Dead. He's dead. The devil's had it. He cannot take us out. And Marxism will not win. Do you think there's something on my heart? I'm not saying to be patient with Marxism. I'm saying to be patient with the body of Christ as we crush Marxism. I'm saying be patient with your wife. I'm saying be patient with your husband. Watch out, ladies. Let me tell you what. Most people mean well. We find this out all the time in marriage counseling. We find this out all the time. That people really, really mean well. They want the best for their spouse. Both of them. And you can have the most torn up thing, and usually they wait till they've attained a lawyer before they come to us. A retained one, or however you say that. Come on. But most of them just want it to be okay. And they want the best for their spouse. And the only reason, not the only, but one of the main reasons they fail is because they're not patient. See, God's working on me. He's working on me. I'm a work in God's hands. So are you. And so is your husband. So is your wife. Your wife, not your husband. No, you don't have a husband. I'm really, really happy about that, Sam. Sam does not have a husband. This is an announcement. This is a little bit heavy, but it's right where we are. And you know what? I wasn't even headed here. The Holy Spirit said, go here. Check this out. The body right now, it's so important for the body to be patient with one another. Just for us to be patient people. Be patient. Your loved ones love you. They do. Really. You know, it took me a long time to figure out that Mona was on my team. Because when she would tell me the truth sometimes, I thought she was against me. You know, anybody know what I'm talking about? Have you ever been? Has anybody else ever been there? Just me and Rhonda? Oh, you have? You okay, there's some of you, yeah. You get that? But I thought she was against me. She was never against me. I'll never forget this. We do this little thing, and I speak about this a lot because it really works. As we do what's called a strife break. Remember that? How many of you know what a strife break is? All right, a few of you. A few of you do. Well, a strife break is you agree on a strife break before you're in strife. And you say that next time strife comes up in our life, we're going to have a strife break. And a strife break is simply both of you stopping, coming together, and praying in the spirit, not in the understanding, because you'll preach pray. Not in, oh God, please help her see that I'm right. You know, no. But no, you pray in the spirit for 3 minutes. No longer, no shorter. 3 minutes. Time it. And then you stop and listen. And God will tell you. And never one time ever did God tell me what was wrong with Mona. I prayed in the Spirit and He gave me the answer. And every single time it was me. And on her side, every single time it was her. Because He's dealing with us like that. But we have to be patient with one another. We have to listen to one another. We have to listen to understand, not listen to figure out what we're going to say next. So many people do that. So many people don't listen to a word you're saying. They're just figuring out what they're going to say next because they want to talk. How many of you know people want to hear their own voice? Come on. You just want to talk. You know, we got two ears and one mouth. My mom taught me that when I was 6. And I was being jabbery. She goes, you talk too much. You need to listen. You got two ears. You know, that's bona fide wisdom right there. We need to listen to each other and be patient with one another. God is working on you. God is working on your spouse. God's working on your kids. You know, I love it so much when I see my kids, like Josh and Amy, they have teenagers. Can you imagine having teenagers? I raised 5 of them. Josh was one of them. And they're so patient with those teenagers. They just drive me nuts. The spirit of slap comes over me quick. It's like, I want to punch you in the forehead so you'll wake up. But they're so patient with them. And they take the time, and I'm commending you, not condemning you. I'm commending you for taking the time to listen to your kids like you two do. They do a great job at that. Thank you. That's great parenting. Yeah. Look at Josh is turning red. But Josh is a real shy kind of guy. But it's so true, isn't it? We have to take time to listen to them. Take time to walk through it with them. And take time to love them. Amen? And now, I'm going to take one more step. There's a lot to go on this patience thing because it just doesn't end. But we need to be patient with the body of Christ. Guys and gals, we cannot be divided now. There can be no division in the body of Christ. You can't be divided over tongues anymore. If somebody speaks in tongues, glory to Jesus. I speak in tongues. I believe in speaking in tongues. I pray in tongues. I interpret tongues. I believe in tongues. We prophesy in tongues. We do all kinds of stuff in tongues. We believe in that. But if you don't, we love you anyway. And if you're a pre-tribber like me, I believe that. I believe in that. That's what I believe. Let me tell you what, my pastor that discipled me showed me three different ways to go, and he believed in ranks in the resurrection. I don't believe that, but he did. And we learned to love each other anyway. It doesn't matter. We can't be stuck on those things. We can't be stuck on the things that are not essential. Here's the essential doctrine. Jesus died on the cross, and God raised him from the dead. Jesus became your sin, the blood of Jesus for the atonement. All these things that are pertinent. But we cannot fight over doctrine anymore. We cannot fight over things that you just disagree on. So what? Let them believe what they believe. Amen? Amen. Don't be in strife with the body of Christ today. This is a word from God. Be patient with the body. I'm telling you guys, from the bottom of my heart, he spoke that to me. And I believe it today. Amen. I'm going to quit right now because I just keep going. But I want to make sure everybody that's in here knows Jesus as their Lord, as their Savior, as their sacrifice, as the one that did it all for them, as their righteousness. And it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And it's a wonderful thing that he's done for us. And that everlasting life means life. It means Zoe, all those things that are in him that are for you, and that you don't have to go to hell. What a deal. So say this prayer with me out loud. All those of you that are on the internet, if you haven't done this yet, or if you're not sure, just say it with us. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I believe that you died for me. And I believe that God raised you up for me. I receive my salvation today. I believe it in my heart, and I'm confessing it with my mouth. Jesus is Lord. Fill me with your Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen.